Why can't I kill on Shabbos? The Torah tells us, Vayakel, that we gathered everyone together, and Chazal tell us in this week's Parsha, from those Psukim, that we cannot kill Rishoyim on Shabbos. If someone's Chayiv Misa, you're not allowed to kill him. With Sereifa, Lois of our Eish, nor with any of the other Misas Bezdin. Why not? The Chinuch explains that this time is a time we want unity. Shabbos is Shalom. It's pure peace. When Klal Yisrael, which is the ultimate goal, to always be with Shalom, when we are specifically working with Shalom, we can't have any level of separation. Even the Russia, the prisoners Chayiv Misa, he Chashom did a rayas, Chashom killed somebody, and still we keep the unity. Still we keep the peace. We don't look bad. They do not die on Shabbos. Chazal tell us that the fires of Gehenim are turned off on Shabbos. Why are they turned off on Shabbos? What's going on? They're in Gehenim. They're burning. They're getting tikkunim. It's good for them. Because that creates separation. When there's another yid burning, even for the right reasons, he's suffering, he's in challenge, that creates separation between me and him. We need complete unity at all times, but specifically on Shabbos. Let's try and have what the Ramban says, Zachar Shem Shabbos HaKatcha, every day. It's a mitzvah every day. Remember that idea every day. The idea of Shabbos in general, Munah B'Tachan, specifically the idea. When you see a fellow Jew, give him chizuk. Try and bring him closer. Try and help him. That will bring the Shechina in the ultimate sense and make us live Shabbos day.